12th U.S. Open takes place in the state of Washington this year, and once again, Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab will have an important role. Dr. Riley, tell us about your involvement in this year's Open.
Yeah, Scott. So it's actually kind of an interesting event this year. It's held at Chambers Bay, which is just south of Seattle up in Washington. It's actually a public golf course, which means that you or I could play that. It's kind of a neat situation where, you know, they play these major championships, one such as the U.S. Open, and, you know, a guy like you or I could go out and play it. So I think there's a lot of excitement and buzz about that, being up there for the first time. The players aren't really sure what to expect, but this is actually our sixth year. Ryan Smith, the physical therapist here, and I, we participate on the USGA's wellness staff. And what that means is we travel to the Open. This will be our sixth year, I believe, travel to the Open every year. And we provide services, whether it's chiropractic, physical therapy, to the players, some of their caddies, and then some of the USGA officials, which is it's just a really neat experience. We've spoken at length in the past about my passion. You know, I'm really passionate about golf, playing golf, treatment of golf-specific injuries, functional type of training with a lot of golfers here in the area. We developed a concept, Swing Fit, which is, you know, we're both Titleist Performance Institute providers. And what that is, you know, through Swing Fit, our little companies, we're trying to take a look at golfers, figure out where they may have functional limitations, whether it's, you know, tightness throughout their mid-back or their hips, weakness in their glutes or core, whatever it may be. So ultimately what we're trying to do is determine where these players have, you know, these physical limitations and how they could potentially contribute to a swing deficiency. So Scott, if you were to go out and work with a golf instructor on your swing, you know, technical aspects and different things like that, we would be similar to that as related to your body. You know, we're trying to figure out what you can do differently with your body. Our main kind of demographic or age bracket is actually guys that are, you know, getting into their upper 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, and even females that, you know, they enjoy playing golf. You know, they're all mostly amateurs. But the older they get, they've noticed that they might hurt when they play or after they play. Obviously, a biggie is loss of distance and so forth. So we just, you know, golf's one of those interesting sports that you can hopefully play until your 70s, God willing. And so a lot of these players want to just maintain what they have, pick up a little bit extra distance, hit it out there with their buddies, and playing injury-free. Preventing injury is a big key for us. We're all about prevention here. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, what we're dealing with with our involvement with the Open, you know, we'll typically, players will come in to our trailer, general types of aches and sprains, you know, maybe just trying to get warmed up, stretched out a little bit, not a whole lot of injury specific treatment. These guys are really athletic, Scott. They, you know, I was really surprised my first year at Congressional years ago, just how athletic these guys are and how fit they are and how well they take care of their bodies. I mean, these guys working out every single day, they focus a lot on flexibility and mobility, and they're really strong as well. I mean, a lot of golfers, you might look at a guy like Ishikawa, who's really thin on TV, and then you see this guy in person and they're just fit. There's not a whole lot of wasted energy with their golf swings. And so our role there is just to, you know, it might be general chiropractic manipulation or some active release or some type of soft tissue technique, you know, or some type of physical therapy modality. But it's just, it's neat to be around that week. It's obviously, it's the second major of the year. It's a big time golf tournament. We really enjoy going early in the week to work on the players. It's a little loose then. You can see these guys throughout the week, the screws start to tighten up a little bit when it gets close to game time, and not as laid back. But early on in the week, we really enjoy working with these guys. We've been afforded to develop relationships with a lot of the touring pros throughout the year. And it's a neat experience, and we're really blessed that we have the opportunity to participate in it each year.
So do you have to integrate with their other health professionals that might be out there?
Sometimes, you know, a lot of these guys, now the big players, you know, Tiger and Phil, they're going to travel with their own, you know, providers. A lot of guys that maybe overseas, Europeans, they aren't able to travel with those providers. So if possible, if need be, we will typically coordinate. But like I said, generally speaking, we'll take come in, the player will come in, we'll take a quick history, determine, you know, what their issue or what they want to work on that day. They typically give us a fair amount of feedback on the types of treatment that they've had in the past. And our goal, obviously, is to, you know, have some consistency to what they've had. Obviously, figure out what they respond well to and try to treat along those lines.
If you're a golfer, you need to check out the Swing Fit system at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Give them a call today at 918-743-3737.